Thousands of people slept in the open air or in makeshift shelters for a second night between Wednesday and Thursday, as the death toll from Pakistan's massive earthquake rose to at least 348. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The battle continued for rescuers on Thursday to reach the many people affected by a magnitude 7.7 earthquake that struck Pakistan's Balochistan province earlier in the week. The region is one of the most impoverished in the country, and many mud-bricked homes were completely flattened in the Arwan district where the quake was centred, leaving residents homeless.
Compared to the other provinces in Pakistan, Balochistan is a marginalised province, we can say. And these six districts which have been affected, the economic condition of the people, that is not so good. And most of the people, they are not well off.
Caritas Pakistan is providing relief to the stricken people of the region. Director Amjad Gulzar says government departments are also providing support.
And the government department, the Pakistan Army, they are providing immediate emergency shelter and emergency food package to the people who are affected. And many people, they are sitting. They have lost their houses, they have lost their belongings.
Many of the injured were taken to the port city of Karachi or Quetta, the capital of Balochistan, for treatment, as medical facilities in Arwan lacked enough supplies and qualified personnel. This region of the country is prone to earthquakes. Last April, a magnitude 7.8 quake centred just across the border in Iran killed at least 35 people in Pakistan. I'm Lydia O'Kane.